From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Democrats and Republicans are still negotiating over another coronavirus relief bill. The extra $600 a week in supplemental unemployment benefits technically expires this Friday, but the way many states schedule those benefits, they've effectively already expired for many Americans. Meanwhile, even those with jobs are worried about paying for health care during the pandemic, and there's a big racial divide in the U.S. over COVID-19 cost concerns. According to new research, people of color are almost twice as likely as white people to be worried about how to pay for care if they get the coronavirus. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Gallup and the nonprofit West Health interviewed about 1,000 people for the study, asking, how concerned are you about paying for care if you get COVID-19? Gallup's Dan Witters is the senior researcher on the poll.
Among non-Hispanic whites, that level of concern is 32%, so not insignificant, but it jumps all the way up to 58% among non-whites.
Witter says respondents in households with annual incomes under $40,000 were three times more likely to be concerned than those with incomes over $100,000.
So now well over half of those folks in those lower income households are really worried. They're really concerned.
And Witter says many of them are African-American or Hispanic. One other result of all this COVID cost worry, the study says non-white workers are about twice as likely as whites to stay in a job they don't like because they're afraid of losing health insurance during the pandemic. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.